This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean on AM1000. Hello down there. And not to forget about the Internet and various different apps that are on the Internet, like iHeart and TuneIn and TalkStream Live, and also on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So check all of those out if you want to listen to us online. Now, also a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And don't forget, to everybody that's working today, there are some people that probably aren't, namely the bulk mail centers and the mail haulers and the construction workers, but the people that have been working the hardest all night, I do believe, are the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, because a lot of people park the car for the night, smart idea, and then let somebody else drive them around. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Okay, joining us right now, we have got retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Jim Warshak. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice. For all. There you go. And we emphasize the words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay. What's the latest you're hearing coming out of the embassy in Iraq? We understand from the top of the hour news, we just heard it just before you called in, that they once again fired tear gas, and the protesters, are calling them protesters, are inside the gates again, inside those gates in the general area, the outer area, what they call gate number 3.
Right, and that area, it's interesting when people get all excited that they think they're inside the main compound. They're not in the main compound. It's the external compound. Motor pool is there, and it's where you first come in, and you got to get through a number of other entrances and other walls to get to the main embassy. It kind of, the way it's set up, funnels people in there, and I mean, once they're in that area, it's tough for them to get out. I mean, with the Marines there now, in addition to the Marine Guard that's there, plus the contract, U.S. contract forces that are there to support the embassy, you know, they're in a field of fire where, you know, they're pretty much, they can stand around and chant and wave their flags and light tree branches on fire, but they're pretty much, you know, we got a handle on them, and, you know, they can stand there and protest and do whatever. So I wouldn't be surprised, now that it's daybreak there, that, they'll move them out of there later today.
Well, they fired rubber bullets at them yesterday. There were women and children in amongst the crowd. That's not surprising. They do that. And then they said, well, these were mourners at a funeral, and they just brought their funeral down to protest this and the other. Yeah, they were met by, because the crowd grew from about 100 or 200 to probably 1,000 to 2,000, but it was because I saw the Badr Army show up. I saw those guys show up. Then I saw elements of the Hezbollah deal there that's there show up. And then it looked like, and I could have been wrong, it looked like there was a commander there because he had his hat on with his scrambled eggs and his Iranian swords. You know, that's a very distinctive decal. You don't forget it once you see it. And he was standing there in civilian clothes with his ball cap directing people.
This is all orchestrated and implemented by the Iranian regime. The government of Iraq is predominantly run by Shia Muslims who are loyal to Iran. Most of Iraq is Sunni, but the Iranians are well embedded within the government. This transitioned over the last 10 years or so, and they're controlling it. They're calling the shots. This whole demonstration, understand, is in response to our airstrikes on Sunday up in Kirkuk. And we got word almost immediately after the airstrikes. We listened to Iranian chatter, and this was already being orchestrated to rally the loyalists in Baghdad to go do this protest on Tuesday, and that's what we're watching. It's all orchestrated and run by the Iranians, the Mukhtada militia, the Hezbollah elements, the MPF. These are all different elements of the Iranian militia inside Iraq, and they take their orders from Iran.
Yeah, and it was pointed out to me that some of the protesters were wearing the 58th Brigade uniform badge on their shirts.
Yeah, the 58th is one of, when you get into the regiment process of the militias in Iran, it's just one of the militia organization units inside Iraq. That again, they all take orders from the IRGC. Led by General Soleimani, who is very well known, and he's the guy behind this. What he says goes, and he has got command over everything from the standpoint of Iran, over everything in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, everything going on in the Middle East that Iran is involved in is his efforts.
Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and folks, I'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force colonel, and he's also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We're going to finish the discussion about Iraq and also Syria and Iran, because the president has threatened payback, whatever that might happen to be. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshuk, United States Air Force retired, is being brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is the website, MossNissan.com, because now anybody can afford to buy a new certified or pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. Now, you can check them out online by going to the website, MossNissan.com, or you can stop by one of the locations, like the store up in U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, or the Moss Nissan affiliate up in Crystal River on U.S. 19, or the Moss Wholesale to the Public location in Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19, get yourself a nice certified pre-owned vehicle, or you can go to North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue, where there's not only a Moss Nissan, but also a Moss Acura dealership. Now, that's North Florida, 11001 North Florida Avenue. You can let Moss Nissan put you in a new or newer vehicle today. Remember, you serve, you save. Veterans get a tremendous discount there, and they also can repair the ride you're riding in with some of the best auto repair facilities across Tampa Bay and some of the best trained mechanics anywhere. Now, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They'll save you even more money. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Check them out at mossnissan.com. All right. Back to Colonel Jim Warshuk, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel, and of course, also the chairman of the Hillsborough Republican Party. And before we get into politics, we need to finish up this discussion here about the Baghdad situation with the embassy. Now, I was just sent a report about an official who was part of this going on today, but he was apparently working, and he's also involved with the terror group, but he was also a guest at the White House on more than one occasion.
Yeah, he was, you go back to the Obama administration, he is a Shia by religion, an Iraqi, and he was pretty heavily involved with the Iraqi militia, which are, as we talked about earlier, led by and their allegiance are to Iran.
Right.
Was invited to the White House. I'd have to go back and look at the dates as part of a visit to work with the National Security Council, and we all remember who was running that under Obama. All this was tied to they gave a lot of credence and a lot of support to the Iranians, and this was all going on during the negotiations under the Obama administration with the Iran nuclear deal. So a lot of this is there, and you could go back. I would love to go back and look at the invitation list of people who have been invited to the White House from Iran, you know, in the 8 years of Obama.
Okay, and one of our friends just chimed in here. We've got George Godfather saying Happy New Year. I wish it to you and me as well as to all the listeners.
Happy New Year, George.
Yeah. Now, I think we pretty much cleaned it up there with the situation in Iraq. Again, we still have the, quote, end of quote, protesters, which are not exactly protesters. They're not exactly just Iraq people that are upset because people got killed at a funeral. It's a little bit more than that. And again, yesterday, what I noticed was when they first came down through there and they showed the cameras, they showed maybe 100 or 200 people. And then all of a sudden, you saw the men coming in there with the AK-47s slung over their shoulders and whatnot. And I said to myself, this doesn't look good, because it looked like they were going to launch a full-scale attack on the embassy and probably try a 1979 on us, similar to what they did with our U.S. embassy. That's where my mind went yesterday.
Yeah, not. Surprisingly, most people would think that, but these Iraqi militia, you know, not to misuse the term, but they open carry all throughout Iraq and Baghdad. There are sections and sectors of Baghdad as well as the other major cities where these are the Iranian, you know, I call them the Iranian militia. And they're there to show the force, and a lot of the government officials, you know, during the day wear their government official hat, and when the end of the day they're, you know, with their different militia unit, battalion level or company size or what have you, that's who makes up this force.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the impeachment, if you will, because we had Senator Roy Blunt say that everything in the Senate would be cleaned up and done by the State of the Union message on February the 4th. But then Nancy Pelosi was reported as saying, I didn't hear her say it, but she was reported as saying, not so fast. She's going to sit there and hold on to these papers until after the State of the Union message to draw this out into the summer.
My take on all this is McConnell and the Senate, in their work with the White House, because this is the trial of the president, it's nothing else, and they call the shots on how they're going to run the Senate portion of the impeachment hearings. I believe they're putting out a lot of information to keep the Democrats off guard. We see the Democrats, they're now asking for more witnesses, and Schumer was out there a couple days ago. He's got new evidence.
This isn't up to them, is it? This is not up to them.
No, it's not up to the Democrats in the House. It's up to the Republican leadership, which is the majority in the Senate, on how they run this. Now, they could drag this out and make it into a long trial, and that probably wouldn't be a good thing. I think they need to get it done with in a month or less. But they're not telegraphing that to anybody because they want to keep the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and them off guard, because they're scared to death, because what's going to really happen is everything's going to be exposed to what they're doing, all the lying and all the
sure
everything they've made up about the president and the charges. They're going back. They're asking for information. They want to bring up new charges, and they want to do a new impeachment because what they know they have nothing. And it's going to get, it's going to be, tossed aside. The vote's going to be in favor of the president, and it's done with. And then comes the Durham and Barr stuff. That's what they're really afraid of, because that's going to, that's going to indict a number of people, and all they're going to need to do is indict a couple people, and it all falls apart. And there's going to be a lot of stuff. There's so much stuff out there that Barr and Durham have found on what the previous administration was involved in. It's going to be, they're trying to protect themselves, really, what they're doing.
Well, we understand, that this is going to go up the ladder because of all the different levels that are in here. We also understand they found, I believe I heard, was it late last week, they found 44,000 emails surfaced again?
Yeah. I mean, there's, they're going in, this is why Durham, who has already established a grand jury and has already talked to lots of people, interrogated, so to speak, if you want to use the term, and has gotten so much information. They've subpoenaed emails from all the leadership from the Obama administration, and we haven't seen anything. We've only scratched the surface of what Durham has, and from what I'm hearing, is going to come forth. I mean, we're going to go through the next 6-8 months of finding out all the things that the Obama administration was involved in that led up to this whole scandal.
Now, we got about 30 seconds. The Hillsborough County Republican Executive Committee meets what?
It's the second Thursday of the month. Meet at the River Church over in Central Tampa at the intersection of Martin Luther King and I-75. 6 p.m. we do our social networking, and 7 p.m. we start our official meeting. Everybody's invited.
And I'm going to come over there in the night, too.
Yeah, absolutely looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll see if we can rattle some feathers over there. Shake the bushes and rake the trees, right?
It's a new year. It's 2020, and it's an election year, and that's what our target, that's what our goal, that's what our aim is for the next 11 months.
Oh, yeah, and people want to start moving around a little bit and do a little something. There's a lot of things that can be accomplished, especially if they all work together.
We need lots of volunteers for the president in Hillsborough County.
All right. Well, Colonel, here comes the music. It means I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you again next week. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshick, everybody. And he's also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And, of course, we do a little double dip when we talk on Wednesday. We talk military, then we talk politics. And you heard both. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. As to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's claim that Iran is to blame, Tehran is denying the charges. Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea will soon introduce a new strategic weapon. Joe Cerincione is with the Plowshares Fund. He says this marks a setback in relations with Pyongyang.
He promises a new strategic weapon in the near future. This is likely going to be a nuclear-capable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. We're basically back in 2017.
Secretary Pompeo reacted to the announcement.
President Trump has taken an approach where we've tried to develop a diplomatic pathway. We hope that the North Koreans will reconsider, that they'll continue down that pathway. It's important. It's the right solution. We want peace, not confrontation.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Now, she's closed today, but she'll be open again tomorrow, and that's Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, Diana Reason, the licensed optician there, owns a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, which is why you're all going to get a discount on your eyeglasses there. And again, located in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, convenient for so many folks that are in Charlotte, Manatee, Sarasota counties. So if you need a new pair of glasses, if you're active military or a veteran or first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention with all the hype that comes to it, then the solution I've got for you is to check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they will meet or beat any advertised price that you've got from one of those big box stores. Just bring the copy of the ad along with you. Let her see it, and then let her work her magic. Now, you can go to the telephone line and give them a call to set up an appointment, 941-444-7984. And remember, stop by, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. That's Only Eyes Optical, where I get my glasses. And she's done such a great job with me. I'm just so happy. That's why I'm happy to tell you about something that worked for me, or you wouldn't be hearing it, because that's just the way I am. It is what it is, or it isn't. And if it isn't, then you won't hear me talking about it. Now, this is a brand new day, brand new decade. The year 2020 begins without a blemish. We start over. But all too soon, it'll be recorded as history. About 10 years from now, when we go to the next decade, 2030. Now, we know this much. 2020 will bring us a national election to the United States for the race of president, which will be the main story this year. And by the end of 2020, we'll know a very great deal about the political future of the United States. And here's why. We know so much is at stake. If the Republicans and conservatives can gain ground and knock the progressive left liberal democratic socialists out of control of the House of Representatives to where it becomes the people's house again, and they start doing the business of we the people, then we'll know that our country's in a good direction. Plus, 4 more years of Donald Trump will tell us the same thing, too. But if that doesn't happen for some reason, then you better start thinking about packing your bags, because it's going to get worse. They're going to try to continue to take more liberties away from you. That's what they're doing. That's why they call themselves democratic socialists. They're going to try to take more liberties away from you. They're going to go after the guns. They're going to do anything they can to disrupt your lifestyle the way you know it today. And this year will also bring achievements, setbacks, storms, earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars. Millions of babies will be born worldwide in 2020. And we can only imagine a world that they will know decades from now. There'll be weddings, there'll be funerals, there'll be holidays and ordinary days, good days, hard days, bad days. But there'll be 366 days in 2020, because we've got a leap month, February, 29 days. So make every day count, and may your 2020 bring you and yours abundant blessings and many good days. Happy New Year to everybody. And we certainly hope that 2020 is a much better year than what 2019 was. How's that? All right. This is Eric chiming in again here. Let's see what he said. In the third decade of the 21st century, laughing out loud. Okay. Anyway, okay, Eric, you got to run. Okay, appreciate that, Eric, and thanks for chiming in earlier on the telephone line. We always appreciate it when you call. You're always such a great informative caller, and the people like hearing from you. You get a lot of good comments after you get off the phone, so there you go. And Susie, appreciate you very much, too, and the comments that you make. So there you go. And everybody, this show is all about We the People. And that's what we do. We the People get together, and we opine, and we opinionate. And you're welcome to do the same as long as you're respectful and don't try to step on somebody's feet or whatever, because that's not what we do here. By the way, I'm hearing more nonsense about the Hanukkah stabbing suspect. He was drummed out of the Marine Corps. He didn't make it through basic. He had a real problem in what he was violent and went after some of the other recruits. And I guess he got himself into a big fight and went after one of the drill sergeants, too. That's not very smart when you're in the Marines. That's going to get you in big trouble. And I guess they had just enough of it. He did it just so many times, and they had enough, and that was it. They booted him out. So there you go. And one other little thing here. I got my hand here. We have a situation going on here in Florida, and it involves our agricultural commissioner, Nikki Friedman. And the Florida Agricultural Commissioner was named a defendant in the lawsuit filed by 30 Florida cities and counties who argued that local government officials should be allowed to intentionally violate state law with no accountability or punishment. Boy, isn't that nice. And Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried filed a motion with the lower court asking to be dismissed as a defendant in the litigation. The court, however, denied her request. After all, she's a cabinet member. She took an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the government and the laws of the state of Florida. Now, the case is now before the First District Court of Appeals, and rather than uphold her oath, Nikki Fried switched sides and has filed a brief against the state. Now, Commissioner Nikki Fried is arguing that it's okay for local governments to intentionally break the law and not be punished. Really? Now, I'm curious how Commissioner Fried can justify this sudden shift in shirking of her duties. She was not a plaintiff in the trial court. She only became the defendant in a lawsuit that was filed against her predecessor after she took office. She's now a cabinet member who took the oath of office to support, protect, and defend the state. But now, instead of doing her job to defend the state, she's attacking the laws of the government that she's sworn an oath to support, protect, and defend. To be continued. To be continued. By the way, Nancy Pelosi, stalling on the impeachment trial and the documents, there's a reason for that. It was rumored that she might want to hold on to the stuff until after the State of the Union message in February, after February the 4th, and let the president give his speech, and then tie things up for the whole summer, right into the election. So it would be out there, and they'd just be talked about. Now, that kind of makes sense to me, but then again, if you have a chance to squash this right now and get rid of it, then they need to do it, whether she turns over the document or not. They need to do it. That's my opinion. What's yours? We'll see what they have to say. Because, again, it's going to be one wild of a year when it comes to the election. I'll tell you that right now. I'm watching the demonstration again going on outside the embassy in Baghdad. Last night it was quiet, but not totally quiet. There were some people taken away earlier. But they pretty much left the ones that were there last night alone after about 10 or 11 o'clock their time locally. So there you go. Now, the New York Times had a tweet on the Iraqi mourners showing the embassy and the backlash that was created after that, because these weren't just cemetery mourners that showed up at the embassy. Now, there were women and children when they first got there, but within a matter of just a few minutes, you had well over 1,000, maybe 2,000 members of the Iranian Shiite militia that's there in Iraq. Think about that as we go to break, and we'll be right back with the final segment of the program here for January 1st, 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Report. By the way, we got the big old Outback Bowl game today, just down the street from where I'm at here. Minnesota in the game today against Auburn. Going to be a whale of a game. I've seen a lot of people walking around from Minnesota. You know, it got a little cool yesterday, and the Floridians put their little light jackets on and all that. And Minnesotans were walking around with their shorts and T-shirts. Yep. There you go. But I guess it beats 20 below zero or whatever. So there you go. And there's no snow here, so they all like that too. Now, the beach and boating forecast for today for the Nature Coast, Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. The first day of the new decade of the new year here. Now, it's going to be a really nice day. There's probably going to be a little bit of wind. It'll be calm this morning, but this afternoon we'll have winds that'll pick up out of the north, the northeast, around 6 miles an hour, and then it'll be calm again tonight. So that means that we'll start out the morning. Winds could be as high during the course of the day as 10 to 12 miles an hour, but the seas will be 1 to 2 and then 2 to 3 and then back to 1 to 2 again by the tonight, by dark. The Gulf water temperature now 69 degrees. The bay water temperature 70 degrees. Our high tide came at 4:52 a.m., and our low tide is going to be during the lunch hour at 12:21 p.m. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. Remember that song? I can see clearly now, but the rain is gone. There you go. That's my attempt to do that, I guess. But it's going to be a great day weather-wise. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise amongst 206 locations, which are located in the United States of America. Plus, they've got 3 in Canada. They've got 6 in France, Parlez-vous Francais, and yeah, I mean France. And they've got 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Australia. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay here has 430 boats, and they plan on adding 200 more this year. Holy cow. They've got 28 ports. They're going to add 20 more ports for a total of 48 by the end of the year. And what they're going to do is they're going over to 441, and they're going to go up through Eustis and Tavares and up through Lake County and up through Marion County and on up into Gainesville. That means when you want to go see a Gators game, you might be able to have a nice little boat ride after or before the game or whatever, and that could be fun. You can go fishing, whatever the deal is. But they're going to definitely enlarge, again, they've got growing pains. Now, let me tell you about the discount right now going on there. And this is going to be over very shortly, so you need to get into it. I believe at the end of the week it runs out. Now, everybody, and I mean everybody right now, gets $2,000 off your membership, your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due on the membership fee, the one-time membership fee, less the $2,000 deduction, and that's it. You're a member. And then you'll get a monthly bill after that to be a member. Now, grab your fishing poles, grab the cooler. You're off for a day of fun and sun in the water. And by the way, when you come in, you just hand them the keys and walk away. That's it. That's all there is to it. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. So go to the website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. 855-FREEDOM is the phone number. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, and they're part of the larger Freedom Boat Club system. 206 locations across the country. Okay, well, here are the questions coming out of Iraq. There's anger in Baghdad following the U.S. airstrikes against the Iranian-backed militia. Now, it renewed the call for American troops to leave the state of the country of Iraq. Fine. They want us gone, we'll go. Right? That's all there is to it. And let me drift on over to the telephone lines real quick here. Good morning. Is this our friend Mel?
Yes, sir, Captain. Yes. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. What's the weather like up there? Is it snowing where you're at?
No, we're beyond that. We just had some freezing rain, the last couple of days, and today it settled down, didn't accumulate to anything, just some icing a little bit.
Okay.
That bad. And it warmed up somewhat, as a matter of fact. It got into the upper 30s, lower 40s, and not that bad. The wind is blowing pretty good right now. But
that's why they got the lake effect coming off the lake up there, huh?
Yeah. I'm about three and a half, 4 hours east of Canandaigua, up there in the Finger Lakes area.
Yep. So what's going on there today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, no, I just called to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, and, thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully that our president will encourage those that are on the right to stay with him and accomplish what we have to do, and that's to defeat the defeat them tremendously and keep things going in the right direction, and that those people over there in the Middle East, we can't trust the word they say. They're supposed to be our ally now, those that are in Iraq, but they're three-faced.
Well, that was Hezbollah, part of that deal in the street, and that's still going on over there. Those are Hezbollah people. They're no friend of ours, and they're no friend of Iraq either.
No, they aren't. But they put on a heck of a mask when it comes to where, you know, they act as though, you know, like you said, you know, they'll wear a certain hat while they're on duty, but when they're off, they go into their so-called quote unquote militias that are anti-American, anti-democratic representative republic.
You're right.
And they want to just take what we have to offer, which is our money and our security, but then they'll turn around and stab you in the back. Just got to get out of there. Let them fight it out. Let them have each other. Let them do what they got to do and just sit back and watch. Well, and restrict them from coming into this country. And those that are here, that are in our Congress, like Tlaib and that Omar, you know, we gotta drop the hammer on them.
Yeah. They've got the time to vote them out. And Mel, thank you very much.
Exactly.
All right, you take care. Happy New Year, Mel. All right, thank you very much. And that's Mel up there in the Albany area. Now, this final couple of minutes of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer you installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Try getting that from a big box store. After you buy something from them or buy it online at the Internet, that's it. You're stuck with it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. When you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck, give them a wave. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345, and just tell them the captain sent you. Now, Thursday, have lunch with the captain, the monthly have lunch with the captain at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South there in Bradenton. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store right there. You're going to love the food. You come on out and see us if you're in the area there, and you're going to love the food. I'm telling you, it's really, really, really good. I've had just about everything. Well, I have had everything, not just about. I've had everything they make there, and it's delicious. It's absolutely flat-out delicious. So Mixon Fruit Farms Thursday. I'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30. So there you go, 12 noon to 1:30. Stop on by. You'll be glad you did, and have a little fun with us as we see the regular gang that's down there. We got quite a group that comes to see us. So there you go. All righty. I will be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a pretty nice day. Minnesota, Auburn over here at Raymond James Stadium. Tell you what, can't wait to see what happens there. Sunny day, bright day. Have a great day and a happy, happy New Year to everybody. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.